views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is a renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
With Artie and Sky, and if anybody wishes to get a little mini free reading from Artie, from myself, Sky. Yeah, I'm looking at myself in the mirror and I'm awful clumped. So if you call 800, wait, is it 800? I think it's 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819, and you know, we'll be happy to talk with you and we'll schmooze with you. One of the topics we wanted to talk about today is that, you know, sometimes or a lot of times it's best to allow your partner, of whoever you're having a conversation with, allow your partner to be able to speak their mind and allow yourself to just be a good listener and not always feel like you have to keep on talking. Allow them to, you know, speak their mind, speak their truth. And when you're asking somebody for the truth,
tell them where it's at.
Right, tell them where it's at. Now, I heard what you had to say. Now, let me tell you how it's going to be.
Right.
No, but when you're asking somebody for the truth, you can't beat them up because then you're putting them in a lose-lose situation. All right. That's true. Want somebody to express to you the truth and it's not what you want to hear, what you're hoping not to hear, you have to be able to compose yourself that you don't bash them, because then you're breaking a trust. They will not trust you one ounce.
Correct.
At all, whether it be your partner, whether it be your kids. But when they are strong enough and bold enough to be able to express the truth to you, you're allowed to say to them, I can't promise you that I won't get upset, but I promise you I won't bash you or I won't yell or scream. I just want to know the truth. By you talking like that, you're giving your partner the ability to trust that they're allowed to be open with you. But if you're going to freak out just because they're expressing the truth, even if it's bad, regardless of what it is, they stole something, they took something, they cheated, they did this, they did that. The bottom line is, at least you know what you're dealing with.
Yes.
when somebody is expressing the truth, because if you bash them, all right, they are not, of course, this is what creates people to lie to one another or to manipulate one another. You know what? I'm going to just tell them this because I don't want to deal with all the crap. They're only going to freak out. And when people freak out, you are totally creating a distrusting situation where you're in a lose-lose situation. So would you rather me lie to you and you just want to hear what you want to hear, or do you really want to hear the truth? But a lot of people, they want the truth to be what it is they want it to be, but it's not the truth. It's your illusion of the truth, and it's really not
That's
the truth.
True. That's true.
And so, therefore, you have to be able to be strong enough and bold enough to bite your tongue or your lower lip or whatever and just suck it up and just be grateful at least your partner was true enough to tell you that they screwed up, or your kids told you they screwed up, you know, because you want your family or your close friends or whatever.
Yes.
you know, to feel like they trust, you know, that I could tell comfortable that they could tell you everything and anything, yeah. even if it's not good news.
Right.
You know, you want to be able to be that kind of a person. So if you're really upset at the fact that the energy is negative around you or bouncing around you really hard and fast and there's no composure, well, you know what? A lot of times you are the center of that energy ball. You know, and so people are bouncing off of your energy.
Right.
So if you're bouncing off the walls, they're going to bounce off the walls because you're not making the atmosphere comfortable, or vice versa. You could be the most wonderful, calm person in the whole world, and it's the people around you that are, you know, going nuts and crazy, and it really stinks. So you have to be able to say to them, listen, do you want me to tell you the truth? Do you really want, are you going to freak out if I tell you this? Because if not, I'm not even going to share the information with you. And it could be about whatever, you know, or you could say to them, you know what? It's not even worth speaking to you because there's only your way or the highway. It's not worth speaking to you because every time I do try to have a normal conversation with you or try to tell you the truth, you come down on me really hard. So what's my incentive to even tell you anything?
True.
And this is what stops a lot of people from communicating,
yes,
in relationships, and it could be in any kind of relationship, and that's not healthy. So if you want that kind of relationship, you gotta give everybody that comfort feeling that they're allowed to expose their souls, say whatever's on their mind, and that you're not going to bash them. And this is called unconditional love or unconditional acceptance.
You have to take the good with the bad. Because that's being a whole person.
Right.
So like Artie said, if you want your kids or your spouse to always come to you and be the most honest person they could always be, then you can't be judgmental.
Yeah, you want them to be open. You want them to be open with you. Then you have to be able to, willing to accept.
You have to take the good with the bad. You have to.
And if not, you're going to have a crappy relationship all around you.
Yeah, because they're always going to lie to you. It's ridiculous.
Right. So what's the incentive? So like I said, so when somebody is trying to express their feelings or express their point of view, it's very important that silence is a virtue.
I have a for instance for you. What happens if you're a child?
Shoot them.
And you've grown up as an only child and you're in a situation that your parents, whatever went wrong, blamed you for everything continually. And they didn't want to hear the truth. They just blamed you for everything. Now you've turned out to be an adult who cannot accept blame. You're now blaming everything and anything that you've done on somebody else. You cannot accept that blame. What do you suggest us to tell people like that?
And so the first thought that came into my mind is, and I'm not saying this jokingly,
yeah,
go seek a therapist.
Yeah.
Because a therapist is going to help you see things through a healthy spiritual point of view, that this was not your fault. This was the fault of whoever was blaming you. It could be your parents. It could be your loved ones. It could be, you know, your friends, whatever. But you have to learn to understand that it's not your reality and it's not your life. But this is what was being fed to you your whole life. So you tend to believe it because it was being fed to you on a daily basis. So, you know, a lot of people have worthiness issues. And so, again, it takes a hypnotherapist so that you can go, you know, deep into your childhood so you could heal old wounds. So maybe it has to do with a past life situation where you want to go to a past life regressionist, or again, speak with a therapist that can help you work through your emotions and to understand that, you know, what I've learned is that, you know, I've had a very difficult father growing up, and, you know, my brothers and my mother, we all had this really hard lesson dealing with my father. And, you know, we've learned, you know, over the years that, you know, we had to look within ourselves that we weren't to blame, and that, you know, this is a person. When you look at the other person and where they're coming from and why they are the way they are, again, you don't have to just sit there and take it. You can make moves to try to protect yourself. Now, if you're talking with the person, you're trying to compromise with the person who needs assistance, and they refuse to go for help or try to better the situation, well, you know, it's up to you whether if you're going to feel staying stuck with a scorpion or if you want to, you know, move on. But just because you understand it doesn't mean that you have to take the wrath from, you know, their past circumstances. And that's up to each individual, you know. And, you know, maybe you could help them if they're willing to come to an awakening, you know, and to try to overcome their obstacles. And people are going to slip up while they're trying to improve themselves.
Oh, yeah.
But you got to give them credit for at least trying. But when they are just belligerent and just don't care, well, then, you know, obviously I feel like, you know, then who's the fool for staying in the relationship when
True.
The other person is still being not the nicest and, you know, they choose not to acknowledge their faults or their blame, and they keep on doing it over and over and over again, and you're allowing yourself to be beat up. And a lot of people feel like, well, this is a way of life. It's the way I've been when I grew up, and this is the way.
Isn't that awful? You feel as though they're just accepting this disgusting pattern that they've been living with, and now they're growing with as adults, and they feel as though there's no help. Although, do they really understand that there's a better way to live?
You want to know something? My brothers and I have learned from the pain of my father.
Yes.
We all three of us did not mimic him at all. And a lot of people have mimicked the people that they don't like. They're so angry what was given to them that they give it off to everyone else out of release of their anger. But my brothers and I, what we did was, my father gave us so much emotional pain that we ended up giving the love to other people and expressing love to them because that's what we wanted from him. So we ended up, you know, whatever we wanted,
yeah.
You know, our mother, we were blessed to have a saint, a mother yeah. that was a saint that was filled with unconditional love. And
wow.
So we were lucky enough to have a good role model who expressed love in a very, very beautiful way. And so, therefore, we were able to share that. But
she was your anchor and your balance.
She was. She definitely was.
Yeah.
And the people, you know, who wish that they got the love and acceptance from their partner, they got the love and acceptance from their parents, and they didn't get it, then you whatever you wish that you got from that person, you need and you didn't get it, you need to share that love to other people. Give to other people what you wish you got, and those other people in return will give you what you always wanted, you know, love, unconditional love and acceptance. And a lot of people that when they are saying, oh, you know, thank you very much, that was really sweet, you know, that when people are saying thank you to you, a lot of people have a hard time accepting
yes.
the thankful and the gratuity because
yes.
they didn't get the love and acceptance from the people who they wanted from the most,
yes.
but from other people who are acknowledging the beauty of their soul and the beauty of their kindness. And they have a hard time receiving it because, you know, they wanted it from the person they loved the most. And,
right.
And that's wrong. And we got to go to a commercial break. So, all right, everybody, listen, stick around because Sky and I will be right back right after this commercial break.
And if she should tell you, come closer. And if she tempts you with a charm.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with Clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. you'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
I wish you would step back from that ledge, my friend. You could cut ties with all the lies that you've been living in. And if you do not want to see me again, I would understand.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. And we are here to serve. We have a few wonderful people who are still waiting patiently, and one of those people are Cindy from Clark, New Jersey.
Hey, Cindy, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good, Sin, how are you?
Good.
You were near my home office.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear what you said.
I said you're right near my home office. I'm in Woodbridge.
Oh, down the street.
Right down the street, practically, yeah. As a matter of fact, I have a party this Sunday in Clark.
I see a lot of books around you, Cindy.
Okay.
Are you an avid reader?
Or have you been throwing books at somebody?
No, I do like to read.
Books?
I'm sorry.
What's the connection between you and books?
I like to read.
Okay, very good. Well, I see you coming up to a lot of that. I see you coming up to a lot of reading. Going to have a lot of time on your hands for some reason. Are you working right now?
Yes.
Okay. Are you thinking of taking a sabbatical?
Were you looking for a new job or something?
No.
I don't know why, because for some reason I'm seeing a strong shift and change.
So am I. That's why the books came up. And I think that there's going to be something to do with books, like a publishing job or something like that, or something that has to do with books in some way.
There's going to be something new. You're going to be getting some kind of new revenue, the ability to make new money outside of your regular job.
Yeah.
That's going to be coming your way soon. And somebody's going to be asking you to assist them somehow, some way, literally. And it could be, helping them. Are you I get the impression that you're very good with, if you had to edit books, or if you had to read books, or if to help somebody in regards to, like, if they wrote a book and then you'd be able to help. When you're like a ghostwriter or something.
Or
to help improve it, or it could be also improving other people's resumes or something. But I feel like somebody's going to be hiring you to assist them in their world or what it is that they're doing. And it has to do with the literary world.
Yeah, so do I. And I feel as though that when you read, you live vicariously through your books. I feel like this very strong passion, which okay. also tells me you're not exactly 100% happy with your life, like your love life or the way life is going for you right now.
Okay.
What is it that you would like to specifically have answered?
Oh, I was just looking for a general reading. I mean, nothing's, I mean, if anyone is coming from the other, you know, any messages.
Oh, so you want to try to connect as far as a mediumship reading.
Somebody's been coming through to you through your dreams. I don't know if you know that. Sometimes we remember that, and sometimes we don't.
Does April 16th ring a bell to you around that time? When somebody passed, somebody's birth date, anniversary of?
No, not that I could think of, no.
Is it around June 14th?
No.
All right, put it this way. I know I'm not wrong because the messages are so strong to me. You just don't understand exactly who it is yet. And I'm feeling like it's more of an older person. And you're also going to be seeing two shiny pennies together. And it's going to be their hello. And it's either like a – I keep on hearing grandmother.
Okay. I mean, it could be, yeah.
Okay,
and I
know that those dates are very significant to her, either around when she passed or a birth date, or there's something very significant connected to her in regards to that. And I'm seeing lots of – was she also a big baker?
Kind of.
Okay.
She baked, but not a lot.
I keep seeing
her
in the kitchen, like she's always baking or cooking.
You know okay, what? I'm feeling a little bit that there's somebody else with you too. I'm feeling there's a male figure along with you, who you were very close to. You had a very special connection with, and you've been there's like that person's been giving you signs, and I don't know if you've been picking up on that. And I'm not feeling like it's a grandfather. I'm feeling it's more of like your own peers. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. I want you to know that this person, this male, has accepted what's happened. Okay?
Okay.
And by me telling you that, that's going to help you a lot. And this is what I'm hearing. That he accepts the fact that he's crossed. Does that help you in some way? Do you understand why he's telling you this?
Yes.
Okay.
Who's M-A-R?
M-A-R?
Yeah, the letters within their name.
I know someone by the name of Marianne.
Is this somebody who've crossed over?
No.
Okay. I think that you've been asking for signs, and I think that you have been getting them. It's just that you're not believing that they are signs.
It's like you're looking for more than what they're giving you.
You're looking for like a sledgehammer to come at flying out of the closet and hit your toe.
Or you're waiting for them just to walk and appear and just in a silhouette form or something like the movie Ghost. It's like almost you're waiting for something like that to happen. For you to feel that of their presence, but they're sending you subtle signs. I keep on seeing two very shiny pennies together that you're going to find together, and the person who you want to hear from the most, this is exactly who it is.
Now, this person also wants you to know that you're safe. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, that's nice to hear, yes.
Okay. Also, he wants you to ask for a specific sign because he's telling me that your head is like granite and I don't usually say that. In other words, he's telling me that unless, you know, you really get hit with a soft, like a hard ball, you're not going to believe it. So he wants you to set the premise. He wants you to tell him what you want for the sign, and then he'll make it happen.
Okay. That sounds good.
I also feel like there's going to be a like a bumper, or either the extreme front of the car or the back of the car, that's going to need to be fixed. Is that in the process now?
Well, there is a mark on the back that should be fixed.
Okay, because this is what I was seeing.
Okay. Also, he says to be patient, but also to allow yourself to love. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Open your heart more.
Yeah. He wants you to find love. Do you understand where he's coming from with that, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right.
What happens is that a lot of people, they say they want love, but they're so defensive on protecting their heart.
He feels she's not ready, and that's why he's telling her to please accept the fact that I'm allowing you to find love, okay? But have patience.
Who is Mark or Michael?
I know Michael.
Because I'm getting like one of these names, Mark or Michael, this is going to be the name that's going to be very, very significant in your life in a very close and loving way. And I feel like this person is going to be in a very, like I said, in a very powerful, loving way, is going to be a part of your life, whether it be the first name or the middle name. And trust me, if April 16th or June 14th, because I'm seeing those numbers, if it doesn't make sense to you now, I do promise you it will make sense, and you'll put two and two together later, but it will make sense. But we got to go to a commercial break.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just want to tell you one more thing. Watch your health. He's bringing up your health. So just make sure you're watching for yourself.
Why do people take Dramamine?
Seasickness. So you must be going to go on a vacation. Are you going on a vacation?
No, but I've been very dizzy lately.
Okay. Yeah, take Dramamine because
that has to do with your health.
Yeah, that's going to help you get balanced out. But right now we do have to take a commercial break, and it was a pleasure speaking with you, Sim.
Thank you, Cindy.
Same All here. Right, everybody, stick around because Artie and Sky, the dynamic duo that we are, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Are you feeling broken from your relationships? Are you second-guessing yourself about friends, family, and lovers? Tune in to the hit show that's creating a buzz in the love-seeking community, Love Seeker Radio, finding love for your authentic self with renowned love coach Heather Lynn. Tired of dissatisfying relationships? Kiss them goodbye and power up your Love Seeker energy. Coach Heather Lynn reminds you that you can just be you, the beautiful and perfect you. Visit heatherlynncoaching.com to learn more.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start willing the game of life with the unique and incomparable Lynn Brown. As an intuitive healer and experienced business manager, Lynn can help you live your life to its full potential. To learn more about Lynn, visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, letter U, intuit.com.
Are you ready to thread your life with intuition? Intuit Apparel can help you do just that. This is not just about a piece of clothing. This is about a movement, an awakening, and staying centered in life. Your life. Intuitive and host of the radio show Get Into It, Lynn Brown, was given this image with the intention of a clothing line designed to represent the essence of life itself. Visit intuitapparel.com now and wear your intuition with pride.
Welcome back, everybody. You're with Artie and Skye, the dynamic duo. Skye, if somebody wants a private reading from you.
We do. Call me at 908-500-1474. And Artie?
And if anyone wants a private reading with myself. Now, for Skye and I, we could read over the phone or in person. It makes no difference. We're just as accurate either way.
I love over the phone readings.
Yeah. And it's fun. It is. It's fun. And I give recordings. Do you do recordings of yours?
If they'd like, they could record.
You could always record it on your phone, too.
Yes.
But I also do a little cassette, Hello 1970s cassette, where you need a boombox or an old car. So my number is 877-ANGEL-02 if you wish to get a hold of me for a private reading.
I can't breathe.
Connecting. I will get a mask for you soon. We can put you in an oxygen tank.
Not that kind of noise. Oh, okay.
So check out ArtieHoffman.com, ArtieHoffman.com.
Is it, let me ask you, I don't even know, folks. Maybe Artie doesn't know either. But is this allergy season? Are we in allergy? I thought we were past allergy season, right?
I don't know. I'm not affected.
I am so affected.
I'm really lucky because the things that I used to be allergic to, and one of them being cats and apples, believe it or not, I'm not allergic to them.
Apples? You eat apples by the truckload.
Yeah, no, but back in the day, I was allergic to nothing. I mean, zero, zilch, nada.
Wow.
And then I think it was in my early 30s, all of a sudden, I started to become allergic to, like, cats and everything. I mean, everything was, you know, hay fever and all this other crap. And now that I'm into this 54-year-old body, it's like all of a sudden, it's like I'm hardly allergic to anything. I mean, except for some, ragweed or something, but minor stuff. But Claritin works like a charm on me.
Claritin? I have some. I'm going to try that.
You know, we were talking about this a little earlier, you and I, on a previous show. I went away on vacation to South Jersey. And I love New Jersey. I'm one of those people who I really do love New Jersey. I love Point Pleasant. I love
it's a beautiful state.
I love
everything.
Love the palm trees at Point Pleasant. They have a really nice beach. They got a huge, huge restaurant and bar. It's huge. It's great.
Yeah.
The water is clean and it's got really cool waves and they have live music. And I love it. I'm in like in pig heaven whenever I go there. So Charity is my wife. Charity and I, we took a little getaway to South Jersey.
Nice.
We went to Ocean City, and we went to Atlantic City, and we went to Cape May. We stayed in Atlantic City at the Harrah's. Now I got to tell you, if you want to experience the Bahamas in New Jersey, I kid you not, you've got to go to Harrah's. They have a room that's ultra, ultra huge, very, very tropical. They have a huge Olympic-sized swimming pool. Again, it's gorgeous. They have hot tubs all around the pool. They have tropical flowers.
Where are we going?
They have tropical flowers. They have palm trees inside this pool room at Harrah's Casino. When I tell you, you won't be disappointed. They have a tiki bar.
When did this where you happen?
Could, it's been for years. It blows me away that Harrah's does not advertise.
I didn't even know this.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
I've been to Harrah's 100 times.
Yeah, indoor. It's called the Blue Room, I think, if I'm not mistaken. And it's ultra, ultra huge. At nighttime, it turns into a disco. An all-out disco.
Wow.
But during the daytime, let me tell you something. It is phenomenal. Big pool. And this is 12 months out of the year. And it's always – and it has that little humidity when you go inside.
Yes.
It's that little tropical feel.
Yeah.
Again, they have tropical flowers, palm trees, all indoors, beautiful-sized pool, hot tubs all around. They have these comfortable, comfortable chairs. You could kick back and relax and read a good book and whatnot. And that's where we stayed. I mean, it's phenomenal. I love it, love it, love it there.
Now you said it turns into a disco at night.
At nighttime, they turn it into a disco.
So what do you mean? They cover the pool?
No, they don't even cover the pool, which is amazing.
And nobody falls in.
And nobody maybe pushed it. No, but they have lots of security guards and stuff like that. But they
that
have
is so nice.
Oh my God. Oh, you should see the way these kids
go now.
You should see the way these kids are dressed up at nighttime. When I tell you dressed to kill,
really?
Oh my God, the high skirts, the high heels, everyone's boobs are hanging out. I mean, it's unbelievable. The guys are dressed to the nines. Everyone's got
do you
that
know something? It's so funny because in the 50s, they used to dress to the nines to go out places like dancing and to dinners. Then in the 70s, everybody stopped doing that.
Right. Oh, and dungarees.
Yeah. Everybody was dungarees and disco and very casual. Now they're starting up again with the dressing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, at nighttime at the casino, at any casino, you know, where they have boogie nights because they have like 70s and 80s at the Tropicana. They have like unbelievable music. But like I said, yeah, but they take, no, it's a couple hour change from, you know, the pool during the daytime. They take off for a couple hours. They transform it, whatever, and then it turns into a disco at night.
Amazing.
And it's really amazing. This place, I'm telling you, check out Harrah's. So anyway, like I was saying before, so we go to Ocean City and we went to Cape May. And while Charity and I were lying on the beach, we look out right and maybe 50 yards, 60 yards away from us, are schools and schools of dolphins that were just breathtaking to see. And right there at our beck, and everyone just stopped what they were doing just to look at the dolphins. And it was really cool because there's a couple of people who went on their surfboard to swim out there to be with the dolphins.
Yeah.
And they were all just, you know, going up and down and being playful and all, even baby dolphins. Baby dolphins are black. They're not gray. They're jet black when they're born.
Are you serious?
Yeah, like I think within the first 6 months to a year, they're jet black.
And they are so beautiful.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
they
so
are so
lovely,
precious.
Right?
So precious.
They are so close to human. We don't even know it.
Yeah. And so they were just lying there on the beach, and I was like sleeping, and Charity goes, Artie, wake up, look. And I look over. I said, oh, wow, how cool is that? And it wasn't just a few dolphins. There were schools and schools of dolphins. It was just really, really cool. And, you know, I got a really good tan, and I was hanging under the umbrella. I wasn't even out in the sun. You know, it was the reflection off the sand hitting my body, and I got like really dark
that
and stuff.
That is so amazing. I love dolphins. And somebody told us today that a dolphin, if you're a pregnant woman and you're in the water and there's a dolphin around, that dolphin will go around you and protect you.
Right.
To make sure that nothing happens to you. How much smarter is that dolphin than a human freaking being?
Yeah.
Can you imagine? There are people out there that are murdering pregnant women, and you have a fish who is literally protecting her.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
That's amazing. And then people who have, like, you know, whether it be Down syndrome or they have cerebral palsy or muscular dystrophy, there's therapy that certain organizations do. You have to really search for it, though, where you go into a pool where there's a pool of dolphins, and the dolphins, by they just know, and they will put their snout right to the person's body where they need it most and send zonar, healing energy.
And sonar.
Sonar right to the person to try to help heal them.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, it's fun. You want to know something? I swam with dolphins when I was in one of the islands a few years back. And it was so much fun. And what they do is they say, all right, just lay straight ahead like a dead man's float. Just allow yourself to be stretched out. And two dolphins at the same time put their snout right at the ball of your feet, and they both move at the exact same speed, and they push you up, and you're airborne. And they lift you up out of the water.
Oh, my God.
They lift you up out of the water where literally your whole body is standing in the water because you're going at that faster rate.
Oh, my gosh.
And yet they don't even hurt your feet. They don't even hurt your feet. And they're going at the exact same speed. And then all of a sudden they stop. And then you just go right back into the water. And it's like, amazing. And then after everyone gets their chance to do it, you know, who's in the pool, and then the dolphins go by and you're allowed to pet them and stuff like that. And it's a very cool experience. And I recommend it more in like the Caribbean islands than Mexico, because Mexico, it's not nearly as nice. And you pay a lot of money for a very short period of time. And where they get you, they nail you for well over $100 if you want pictures or videos of it. They, you know, and that's an experience that you want, but they do it, and it costs like literally like maybe $150, $125, $150
That is so sad.
For pictures and for videos, which
that
is ridiculous.
That is so sad. That really is.
But
and the poor dolphins don't see any of that.
Oh, yeah, they don't see nothing. Yeah. Well, they get taken care of.
Well, they don't even have pockets. Well, guess what? They can take care of themselves. They're that brilliant.
That's right.
Right? Could you imagine, guys, a fish? We're saying it's a fish. Could you imagine how more sophisticated their community is than we are? How much they love life and they cherish illness?
And hold that, because right now we got to go to a commercial break. So stick around, everybody. Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Your life with intuition? Intuit Apparel can help you do just that. This is not just about a piece of clothing. This is about a movement, an awakening, and staying centered in life. Your life. Intuitive and host of the radio show Get Into It, Lynn Brown, was given this image with the intention of a clothing line designed to represent the essence of life itself. Visit intuitapparel.com now and wear your intuition with pride.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Welcome back, everybody. You're with Artie and Sky. And hey, Brian, is Sharon still on from Florida?
Yes, sirree.
All right. I just happened to look at the screen. I apologize. Yes. I apologize, Sharon. We apologize.
Yes.
What can we do you for, Sharon?
Well, I actually just moved back to South Florida, and it took me a very long time to get here. I was stuck, but I worked through things that you told me, Artie, and I got here. And now
That's amazing.
Sharon, I am so jealous of you that you're in South Florida right now.
Well, right now, you wouldn't want to be here. Maybe in 3 or 4 months when it gets cold up there. Right here. Right now, it's very hot. But I'm trying to move into creating what's new for me.
Are you working yet?
Yes.
Great. Are you doing something that you like? Or is it just something to support yourself?
I think so. I don't love it, but I seem to be liking it.
Okay. Because I see trust issues around you. I feel that there's some trust issues going on in your life.
I think you're on to something.
What?
I said, I don't think it's work, but I think you're on to something.
Right.
I don't know that it's work. I was just asking you if you've got a job that you really liked up there, because I happen to know I lived in Florida for 11 years, and work is very, very hard to get.
I've
been 25 years, but I mean, it pushed me right out of. A lot of things pushed me out of there, but work was not good. How's your health doing? I feel like you have some health issues.
I do. I just came up with a few health issues. They haven't been here before, and I'm trying to take care of them right away.
I have a feeling it has to do with the environment, the extreme change of the environment. And I feel like everything is going to balance itself off, but it is going to take a couple of months to balance your system and your body. But you're going to be fine, Shara, so don't worry. Is there some like aches and pains and joint pains and stuff like that, especially when you wake up?
Yes.
Okay, well, just know this is just temporary. Your body's just adjusting to the new environment. And I feel like that if you started to feed your body some nutrients, just healthy liquids, like, you know, whether it be like, I don't want to just say Gatorade, but, you know, just...
Oh, I have something.
You know, just healthy juices, I feel like it's going to really make a difference. Anything with fruit juices and, you know, natural fruit juices and just keeping your body replenished with that. I really feel like your body's just going through a transformation, but you're going to be okay.
Okay.
You know, I'm being told that you should really call in St. Michael the Archangel, because I feel that there's a few people around you who are a little bit on the jealous side, and they're throwing you a lot of negative energy. And your health issues can be exactly from that.
Okay.
So just ask. So basically what she's saying is just ask for protection.
And trust it.
And if you really want to feel serenity within your home or feel, I mean, a really good sense of serenity, start burning scented candles that you really, aroma candles that you really, really appreciate the scent. And if you get mm-hmm. like melon type scents, lilacs or vanilla or melon, anything of that nature, I feel like it's really going to make a difference in your emotional good feel.
Right. And divine timing is everything. And I feel as though you're waiting for something. But you're also to me like an explorer. Right. You're not going to let grass grow under your feet. You're going to be the one to go out there and start exploring different avenues for yourself. Mm-hmm. But I also feel as though you are getting like some negative energy around you. And I need mm-hmm. you to really start cleansing yourself from that. I know I said it before, just now, but I feel it really strongly. And I feel like you're at a loss for a lot of friends down there.
I was just going to say, there's going to be some people mm-hmm. around you where they're not really going to be your kind of people, mm-hmm. but you know, just don't allow yourself to be too close. You know, you're allowed to like be in the company of, but it's almost going to be like, all right, well, it's entertaining, but it's not, you know, it's almost like going to listen to somebody who plays really good music, but it's not your style of music. And I feel like mm-hmm. this is the best analogy of when it comes to friends down there.
Right.
And also, did you already change your hair? Because I'm seeing a drastic change with your hair.
I'm happy with it. I don't know if it's drastic, but it's changed some.
Because I'm seeing either a color change or a cut where you're going to be changing it. And I would probably say in the near future if you didn't do it already.
You know what? Okay. I feel as though you don't have a lot of patience too, sweetie. And I also need you to start believing in yourself. I think that sometimes you get a little bit too much down on yourself and you lose your confidence mm-hmm. a bit.
Things are going to work itself out for you, Shara. So just don't give up too easily.
Yeah.
Because you're
doubting.
Have
patience. Have patience.
Yeah. Just go with the flow. Okay. And that's what the angels are saying right now. Go
absolutely.
With the flow.
They absolutely are. But you know, on the whole, you're going to take the bull by the horns and you're going to make it exactly what you want it.
Things are gonna work itself out for you. You'll see. But just take things in stride and don't allow people or situations to get the best of you. And, you know, you want to protect yourself and don't make yourself vulnerable to anybody or any situation. And with that, I really feel like you're going to be fine.
And I want to tell you one more thing. If this is not okay. working out for you and you thought it was being in Florida, have an open mind to leave before it consumes
okay.
you. Do you know what I'm saying?
Okay. I am open. I really am open.
Yeah, I feel like things will work out for you. But right now, we got to end our show. Our time is
okay.
ending.
It was
thank
so nice
so
speaking
much.
With you and lots of good blessings and luck there.
We wish you all
okay,
the best, Shara.
Thank you both. Yeah. Okay, bye. Thanks.
Thanks for calling, sweetie.
Bye.
All right, everybody. Another wonderful week has gone.
I
has come and gone.
It.
It went by really fast.
It has.
So listen, everybody, from my mouth to God's ears, may God bless all of you with lots of love, health, happiness, and prosperity. And don't ever stop asking the Holy Spirit and the angels, your angels, for their assistance. Because if you don't ask, you don't get. So
right.
have a beautiful, beautiful week. And we look forward to speaking with you.
God bless everybody.
In 7 days.
God bless you.
All right. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed.
guest on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit artiehoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.